This little shot of Saf Saf, there's so much there that is easy to miss. So I think I know the answer to this question. I gave this tour for everyone to sneak a peek at.
Did anyone look at it? Oh, you actually did.
Nice. So did you notice two blaring machlokes in between the tour and Rashi? Two. One is really blaring, and the other one is subtle. So we're gonna point that out in a second. You got it?
I think so. I wrote something here.
But the point of it is like, let me just say, the reason this exercise is
done. If they aren't Shmeinim, why would they be Chayiv?
Shmeinim?
Rush says.
Oh, that's like a.
Saying, he says that if they're all sitting there, and then he sat down, then he would be all Chayiv. But Rashi says that, yeah, he could have kind of on them why they didn't get up.
Yeah, we'll get there. All right. Hang on, you found it. But no, that's it. In other words, let's start with that. What's the machlokes between Torah and Rashi right up front is this issue of the case, not the maskana, but the brisa is. Right? We're going to watch how this Gemara works in a second. And that's really what I want to do. I don't want to play games with you guys. I want to show you a methodical way to learn this Gemara that you can get out of it so much more than you possibly have gotten out up to this point. You'll see what I mean. But the machlokas that opens up the lumbus is the following. We're going to need to explain this. There's a case of when the other guys sitting on it would not have broken it. They could sit there for 20 days and they're not going to break the bench. And then he would sit and he would break the bench. So what's the psak, the maskana for Rashi in that case? Right? The shelo nishtabu klal. And only with him it breaks. So what's the din?
He's
chayav for sure. But what about them? So okay, so you don't have chat with Gemara, no.
Right.
With Rashi.
Rashi
definitely says they're
because he got
because of what you just said. Exactly. They're definitely chayav. Hayalahem lamod. And because you didn't get up like you should have, you are just as guilty as I am. And that's Rashi's maskana. Rashi learns that case. That everybody's chayav. What does the Torah say? The Torah says what Jonathan said. The Torah says not that way. The Torah says the only one who's chayav is the last guy, but the other guys are patur. Okay, that's one major machlokes that we're going to need to explain. Why? The Torah seems to be ignoring this thing that Rashi's concerned with, right? The Torah doesn't worry about that they should have gotten up. So is that just like a little silly machlokes? No, that's such a fundamental machlokes we'll get to in a few minutes. The other very subtle, very interesting difference between Rashi and the Torah is on the maskana of the brisa. How do we end up making this brisa? What's the brisa? The brisa is five guys sat down, and only after the last one did it break, the last one is chayav. Right? That's the brisa. And we're trying to be misaki in this brisa. What exactly is the case for this brisa? So what's the final maskana of the Gemara? Just push it shot. How do we create a case where only he's chayev and they're all pater? That's not pshita, by the way. Like the thing I just gave the Torah says such a case, but that's pshita. That's pshita.
According to Rashi, he leans on and doesn't let them get up. So therefore, he doesn't.
According to Rashi, according to the Gemara, that's the Gemara seems to say. But what
Rashi says, it doesn't like get up, which means she does it.
Well,
the Gemara just says he leans on it.
Right,
but Rashi says he leans on him.
What does it mean not to lean?
And wait, and
what does it mean to lean? Doesn't let them get up.
Right,
this is
what the nuance, the other subtle thing. I hear what you're saying. Very good. Not only does he not let them get up, right? But the Torah is going to agree with that. But there's a little difference. This is the subtle thing. What's the difference between the way the Torah presents the maskana and Rashi does? Rashi goes out of his way to say what is not happening when he's leaning on them. Is he sitting also?
No,
he's dafka not sitting. That should have been like a red flag to everybody. Like, why is Rashi making a big deal out of that? And the Torah says, no, he's sitting also, and sitting and leaning. So somebody just give me a quick stab at it. What's the ultimate chiddush of this brisa? What's the ultimate chiddush the Gemara says? Kochel kegufa. That's why Rashi says what he says, right? Rashi says, how are we going to get a kochel kegufo ending to the story unless we create a scenario where the only thing, the last guy's using to cause this thing to break is kochel, not gufo. He can't sit. If he's sitting, you messed it up. It's gufo that's going to be shover the safsa. Rashi is very, very meduyak on this. And what's dachuk about Rashi that led the Torah to say something that becomes even more dachuk than Rashi, right? What's dachuk about Rashi is the lashon of the Braisa. What did the Braisa say? Chamisha shiyashva al safsa echad v'lo shavru ba'echad v'yashav alav. It says that he sat. So Rashi, because of Rashi's concern of I don't know how to do kochel kegufo, if I let this guy sit, did anyone catch all of this when they were doing their bikias? Right? These things are going on. These are things to be very sensitive to. Rashi is telling Yudavka something that is it's difficult because the lashon of the Braisa is yasha, but what caused him to do it was he needs kochel kegufo. So who has a big problem now? The Torah. Because the Torah is sensitive to the Yashav, he puts Yashav in there, but where on earth, in the Torah's way of creating the maskana of this Braisa, is there kochel kegufo? That's the big $24,000 kasha. Where is the kochel kegufo? The guy is gufo, is sitting there, right? It's, the Braisa says, five guys sat down, and then the last guy caused it to break. He's chayev, they're not, right? Why is he chayev? He's chayev, we'll find out, but he's chayev, and he demonstrates through this chayev, kochel kegufo. So Rashi has to make the scenario where he's not sitting, he's purely using his koach. What does that mean? Where's the kochel kegufo according to Rashi? Where is it? Where's the koach?
He's not
touching that tzafsa at all. He's pushing on them. He's leaning on them, and it's through his koach only that there's the final shviras hatzafsa. So this is a big problem. And all of this seems like very, very difficult to handle until you lay out the lumdus and everything falls in so beautifully into place. That's our goal. So here's how we're going to do it. When you have a tough little sugya like this, the best thing to do is work it through piece by piece. And I want to do that with you. We're going to read the Gemara together in a very lumdus fashion. You see what I mean? So where did we leave off? We're in the middle of this big sugya, and the good news is I think other than one more time next week when we're going to do that next case of the Asara and Yehuda ben Sarah and that whole very classic, that's a classic sugya. It's all over the place. But this is the end of the Machshir b'Miksas, right? Machshir b'Miksas is where we've been, right? That was our, you saw it in the Mishnah. Everyone remember this? This is the beauty of having to do this once a week instead of every day, like is the way you're supposed to do it, is we have to remind ourselves completely and start all over, right? But I think by now we can do it much quicker, right? The yisod of the Mishnah is a person is machshir b'miksas, right? It counts like the whole thing, right? That was our yisod, right? And we went through the shore case and the shomrim, and we went through the chavilos. Everyone remember the chavilos? Right, and we had all these machlokas Rashi Tosfos, which is going to come back in a second, right? And ultimately, we said the only case that demonstrates this yisod of the Mishnah was which case? The boar, that boar case, right? Tisha Hashim al Asara. That's the one. All the other ones are faulty, right? So we failed with the Shomrim. We failed with the Chavilos to have another example of the yisod of our Mishnah. So now we're going to try Adam Amazik. That's the topic. This is called Adam Amazik. And that's the lumdus that we're going to gain if we do this right. We're going to have a tremendous insight into Adam Amazik, and we'll see. We're going to see, like, the Rav went to town on this, so I'll share a little bit of that with you, but we're going to stick to just Pshat in the Gemara. That's going to be our challenge, just get Pshat in the Gemara. So, what's our case? Rav Papa says, the case is the following. And I'm going to now start reading and just go line by line. So, Matif La Rav Papa, Ha'ika, Hadutanya, we have another case that might demonstrate the yisod of our Mishnah. Chamisha shiyashva asasal echad, velo shavruhu, uba echad v'yashav alav v'shavro, shavro, ha'achron chayev. There it is. What is Rav Papa's case? Why is it going to be the one that fits our Mishnah? Here we have a whole bunch of guys together causing the destruction of the safsal, and we're only blaming the last guy. And the last guy's chelik was the killer chelik, or the shoger chelik, and therefore that's like a miksas. But right away, the Gemara is going to do what it's done each and every time we've tried this, which is hechidat, right? The details are very important here, that you think you're going to fit the yisod of our Mishnah, not so fast. Hechidat.
Is the yashav alav on them or on them?
on the bench. Right now, the Pashtus, why get fancy? You know the Maskana, but we'll see. According to the Torah, it's on them. According to, he's sitting on them. According to Rashi, he's leaning on them. That will be the Maskana of this Braisa. But right now, we don't have to think that way. We just think Pashtus, right? The Pashtus is, and the way the Gemara is thinking, The Gemara is thinking, in the beginning, we have a Braisa, it's very simple. A bunch of guys sat down, and then another guy sat down. No one on top of anybody. There's no smicha yet. That's at the end. Don't jump into that. I'm purposely trying to avoid doing something like that because I want to show you if you do this methodically, you'll get to
it.
The safsa. That's the pashto. On it. Right. It's, again, so chamisha yishashvu al safsa echad, and they didn't break it, and then another guy came down, and he sat on it, and it broke. That's definitely the pashto. That's the most pashto way to read this. And we're going to hold him responsible. So the Gemara says, and of course there's one little caveat, which I'm not going to spend time on, but it is a whole big deal also. Rav Papa throws, it's got to be big, heavy people. And we'll just go with the simplest explanation for why this is true, which is what the Rosh says, and the Torah quotes the Halacha, which is that safsalim for the public are meant to be able to hold the average human being, even five of them, six of them, and they shouldn't break. And if they break, it's not your fault. Right, you're not held responsible. That's why this whole halacha, this whole discussion, will be in the context of the overweight people. No one look at me funny, but I'm working on it. So you're laughing too much. Anyway, so that's out of the way, right? So we don't care about that detail for now. Hey, Chidan. So who remembers? By the way, who remembers the discussion previously? Because it's going to be very relevant. Who remembers the ksosa? The Ksosis, Sara versus the way we did, right? On why things will sometimes be Machshir and not Machshir. Let's see, it's all going to come back right now. We're going to do Chazar right now on the other things we did very quickly. Goes like this. What does that line mean? Right? Everybody here has done this in Bikias, so you got to give me China that line. What does it mean? What's the case? It would have
broken anyway, eventually.
So, and. Yeah. Belav ihu lo itva.
Oh, what is it? Would not have broken.
Thank you. Right? They could have sat there forever. It would not have broken. One made it break. He did it. Right? So, pshita. What's pshita? Of course, he's going to be chayav in there now. Why should they be? Who's the machshir nezek? Right? That's always the question. In every case in this entire masechta, who is machshir the nezek? Because that's the person who's going to be chayav. It's always going to be true. If you get used to thinking through things that way, it's always going to work. Who's the Machshir Nezek? So were they? No, clearly not, because it never was going to break. So he comes along, and even though he's using their weight as part of the thing that breaks the safsa, the chiddush is, still, kulo his fault, because he's the one who was gorem, the ultimate Nezek. If he never showed up, nothing was going to happen. Because he showed up and sat down, he is the only Machshir Nezek. So pshita, I don't need a price to tell me that. Pshita. All right. So what about the other case? So it's not that case. The alternative then is ela debalav ihu nami itvar. No, the case is now the way you were saying before, which is it was going to break in the exact same amount of time, whether he sat down or not. That's the case, right? Because we're going to know timing is going to be in the third case. But right now, we're just saying they were going to break it with or without him at about the same time. With or without. Right? So in that case, my covet. So what's chat? What's my covet? What? So my covet is Rashi Tosis. That's what everybody should say, right? What does Rashi say? He should be Potter. He should be Potter the Gomer. What did he do? Right? And what would Tosis say? My covet said. Right? He's just as culpable as them. So there's a big problem with Tosos say that I'm not going to do because it's just too much to do in whatever time we have left, right? So we're going to put that off. Let's just focus on Rashi. So Rashi says, my covet is tor, right? Pater. So how is this working now, and why is this a fantastic papagayas for whoever can tell me why this is a great raya against the Ksos and for the mahalach that we use? Does everyone remember the mahalach we used for why? Why it's Mike Avid and Pater, what's Rashi Svara? So we said, right, just think, ain Bishal Achar Bishal, right? Ain Hechsher Achar Hechsher, right? Once somebody else is Machshir the Nezek, no one else can be machshir the nezek. Being machshir nezek means nothing was going to happen, and you are responsible for this bad thing happening. Right? So those are our two choices. What did the Ksos say? Remember?
We said we want to say Nechshach.
That's what we're going to say. That, and this is going to be a great raya for us. Right? Against the Ksos. Right? What was the Ksos's for? The way that all of them, all these cases work the same way. But the Chavilos, remember the Chavilos? Right? The Chavilos was the same thing. He said he's mocked in the fire, but it was going to get there anyway. Right? So he said, my Kavin, Pshita, he's Pater. Right? So the Ksos said over there, Mana, Tavira, Tava. Right? Vaster Mikara, we're going according to the beginning, right? And Mana Tira Tava. And that's the reason he's putter. He's putter because it's already destined for breaking. Right? When you set the fire, Esho Misham Chitzov, right? It was as good as smashed, like the Kli on Daf Yud Zayin and on Chof Zayin. Right? We have it all over that second pair. So what's the deal? Why am I saying that this is a great raya for against Exos? What's the weakness? What is it? What does it mean, Manatir Tava? What does that mean?
They've already ruined Manatir.
And what does not need to happen? Pu'ula. Any further pu'ula from the Mazik, right? When I shoot the arrow, that's it. My pu'ula is done. Everything's now autopilot. Manatir Tava. If I throw the Kli off, that's it. No more pu'ulas are necessary. Right? That's it. Yilvan, that's what makes a Manatir. What about here? They're sitting on the Safsa.
Nothing, but them sitting there.
What needs to happen for this thing to break? They need to continue sitting there.
Right.
So that's not a mana. How could you call that a mana tira tava? How can you call this like it's gone already when their continued pu'ula is necessary for the shvira to take place? So many, many people are discouraged by the Ksosis Svara because it won't fit into this case. Because it really, you know, we understand that there are other weaknesses to the whole thing in terms of Manatir Tavar, but this is like a knockout. Like, there's a whole series of pu'ulos necessary before this thing goes down. What if they got up? You call in a Manatir Tavar, all they got to do is stand up and it's not going to be Tavar. So that's why we're going to stick with Arpshat, right? So Rashi would say, according to Arpshat, The reason he's putter is because the first Micah Avid is the first people did the Hechsher Nezek, right? Ultimately, if they do stay there, it's going to break. He comes in and Micah Avid. He's like, it's like the case that Tosfos had of the big fire and the guy adds a twig, right? And it's going to break anyway. It's going to break exactly with the same timing that's important. Contrasting it to what the Gemara is going to say next, right? As it would with or without him. So what's he doing? He's doing nothing. He's pumped.
Can we really say that someone's staying stationary is a pu'ula?
Yeah, we could.
What?
But you want to get physics about it? Are you into physics? We can get into physics. Because physics is a big part of this, actually.
Just because it's a cause of breaking, it means pu'ula itself.
Uh-huh.
In and of itself, is it really a pu'ula by staying?
Yeah, I'm every moment I'm sitting there, I'm exerting a tremendous force on that bench. Tremendous. Especially me, like I was telling you. But I'm trying to incentivize myself. I don't know, but that's push. That's a pull. It's very different, just contrasted. If you don't want to, I hear your question. There's a little subtlety to it, but contrasted with what's going on in the cases where we say Manatir Tavar. There's not even a havamin of anything else. That pool is done. Nothing else needs to happen. Right? It's just, you know, time has to pass. And that's a mana tvira tava. Right? If you hold against Tosfos, who doesn't like the arrows, right? He likes it when the chetza is the thing that was acted upon, right? That's the little chiluk that Tosfos makes, that he considers pashut, which God knows why that who calls that pashut. But at the end of the day, this is clearly different. So, is it 100% knockout? Could the Ksos defend himself along the lines of what you're saying? Maybe, you know, he has to refine the definition of Manatir Tavar. Is to say, you know, if status quo remains, Manatir Tavar, something like that. You have to say that. But which goes against all the sugyas that deal with Manatir Tavar. We say Fakir on that. We say not that way. Right? We say there has to be no chance of Hatzalah to really be Manatir Tavar. Somebody.
Yeah. I was going to say, why Tosky just say, even if you don't say to whether Pula not Pula, just say one to top, it means at status quo.
Yeah, that's in Elchanan what you have to say. Okay, so at this point, if we were doing one of the other sugyas, what happens in the Gemara? When we got to this point by Chavilas, we got to this point by the Shomrim. What does the Gemara do? Goodbye. That's it. You know, we can't make the case. But the Gemara cannot do that this time. Why? Because you got a brisa. We got a brisa that says it, right? So now you got to keep going, says the Gemara. So the Gemara continues. Sof, masnisa hecha misratza. What are you going to do with this? You can't get out of it this time, right? You can dismiss those other suggestions because they were just ideas. Now you got to make sure that this somehow makes sense. So the Gemara comes up with the case. Lo tzricha debelav ihu. Having mitbar betray shai, the hashda itbar bechadasha. Ah, what's the case? The case is where they sit down, what's going to happen? Status quo remains. In 2 hours, the satsal goes down. Once he adds himself to it, it happens much sooner. It happens at 1 hour. And one more thing the Gemara adds, because that's not enough. The hashda ita, the chadashav, the amrile, and they say to him, ilav at habi yasvinan tve porta v'kamin. So what's pshat in this case? What is this case doing? Somehow this case gets rid of all the problems we just mentioned. That's the purpose of this line, right? You had the hechidami, the tzad pshita, the tzad maika avid. Comes the Gemara and says, now I'm going to give you a case that works. It eliminates the problems, which means what? It's going to fit the brisa. I'm going to give you a case where what? What are the criteria for this? What makes this brisa? What makes this a good case? What three things? The last guy's chayiv.
It's not obvious.
They are good. That's the third. I was going to do that third. They are putter, and it's not pshita. That's what you need. That's what this case needs to do. So can someone explain to me how this case does it? What's pshita?
It's not pshita because it's
going to
break in 2 hours. They are at least performing some form of damage.
What part was not pashut? Like, what was the
halacha? Should be
pashut. Which part? Them being putter or him being a chayav? Good. That's Rashi, right? That's what Rashi says. Rashi goes out of his way to tell us that we might have thought he's putter. Why? Why would we think he's putter? Because maybe it works like this. They were already machshir the nezek. Right? And now he's coming in, right? And there's already a person, ain't Heksha Acher Heksha. Maybe it's like that, right? That's the Havamina, right? No? What was your Havamina?
I'm going to ask that. Maybe it's a different understanding of what Heksha Acher Heksha is. Maybe Heksha Acher Heksha.
You're saying the Maskana. You're saying like Kamash Malan Yitzchai, right? But the Havamina you agree with.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
That mina was that he should be putter, just like the case of where it would have broken with them. Right, that's the mina. So, and you're saying now, why is he chayev? What did Rashi say? Does Rashi explain it? Why is he chayev? Does he explain it? So he first of all tells me this is the reason it's not pasha. Right, he says the hachitz tzirich lemisnei. See, Rashi was sensitive to the very same three things we needed. Right, he says, "Give me something that's not pasha." Lashminun da afilu hachi what? This is the part Rashi leaves out. Chayev. Even though I would have thought this guy's potter, he's chayev. So I have to fill that in. If you learn this Rashi, I don't know how you could have learned this Rashi without saying to yourself, "Afilu hachi chayev." What was the afilu hachi going on? What was the havmi?
Right,
I just want to make sure everyone agrees with it, right? Yeah. Isn't that the Pashtus? The Pashtus is, we would have thought that this is another case of Ein Hachshar Hachshar, and nevertheless, he's Chayev. Now the hard part, why?
He's Chayev because...
How's this case analyzed differently than the previous?
By the fact that you cause something to break sooner, that gives you a shame of Mahal, like a new Mahal.
Yeah, but you got to do better than that, because the Chavilos, it didn't do that, right? There was the Chavilos, where it was going to, their big fire was going to take the Gadish out anyway.
Right.
But he put some more in there to make it happen sooner.
Right.
Mike of it. He's part. So, yeah, but you're on the right track. What's different?
We would have gone up, right?
What's different that relates to the thing that I was just emphasizing not too long ago?
We would have gone up.
Ah, good. That statement they made. That's the hint. right? That's the key to where the Havamina that he should be Potter is. Because they say to him, they go to him, hey, look, wise guy, you know, you made this break. You did. Right? We knew we had 2 hours to go. We were going to get up. Right? That's that whole statement is about. We were going to get up and nothing was going to happen. It's totally because of you. You are the Machshir Hezek, not us. We never were Machshir Hezek. That's the Taina. Right? That's what this case is saying. The Havmina was they were Machshir Hezek, so therefore he's Patur because they Hechshir Achar Hechshir. And we say, no, guess what? They're telling him that since we had more time and you forced the problem much sooner, you are the total mazik by yourself, and we are Patur. That's pshat. So this gives me everything, right? It's not pashut anymore, because they certainly had a havamina that he was Patur. He's chayiv, and what are they? Patur. So, wow, there it is. Doesn't that, like, settle everything? That's the case. That's the braisa. So what does Gemara say? Not so fast. Right? The Gemara says that's not good enough. The Gemara has another response to this, right? That will say that's not true. V'leim elohu, ilav atun bedidi lo hava midbar. And this is the turning point of the sugya. This line. And I don't know if you tried the gra, right? You know, when you have about a week, try this gra over here on the side. The gra is very concerned with this line, right? And this hagos gra. I'm going to tell you what he says, okay? Because he's the key to this sugya. He really spells it out, the difference between Rashi and the Torah and all that stuff, right? But right now, this line is very, very critical. What is this line saying? What is this line saying? Now, you guys didn't see the Torah well enough, so let's just do Rashi. According to Rashi, what is this line doing? What is this line on? What case? Right? It says, so he responds to them. What they just got through telling them, you're the guy, you're chayiv, we were going to get up, we did nothing wrong. We're putter, you're chayiv. So he can say to them, what?
You're chayiv also.
You guys are chayiv. Why?
Because when you saw me sitting, you
should. What case is it? What does Rashi immediately want us to know? Is it, what case is this line going on? What are the two possibilities? It's going on the case we were just dealing with, which is 2 hours to 1 hour, right? Or no, Rashi says something else. This is all shot in Rashi. What did Rashi say? It's going back to the original case. It's going back to the case of where, with them, it was not going to break at all. With them, it was not going to break at all, right? And then he sat down and caused it to break. Even in that case, which used to be what? Pshita, their putter, and he's chayiv, Rashi says, we're all chayiv. That's what Rashi's telling us. And the Gemara's pointing out that Rashi's telling you, not only, he's saying both those cases are going to be that way. The case with the 2 hours to the 1 hour, and the original case, both of them are now, everyone's chayiv. This is goof of the machlokas between Rashi and the Torah, we'll see in a minute. The Torah does not learn this way, bichlah. Right? The Torah learns a little more pashut, the flow of the Gemara. What was the more pashut way the flow should go? Not to jump back to that original case, but that this line was also on the 2 hour to 1 hour case. Right? That's a little more pashut. That's what the Torah does. But Rashi says no. Rashi says it goes all the way back. And that's going to raise a question, which is going to be, whatever Rashi is going to use to explain why this is true, that we counter argue and say, it's not just me chayiv, but you guys are chayiv also. Whatever reason is going to be, why didn't the Gemara know that in the first place? Right? That's going to be the kasha. So, but what is the explanation? He said it very, very early in the beginning. What is the reason Rashi's turning the whole thing around and saying, you guys are chayiv? What does he say?
They could have gotten up.
Exactly. He introduces a new din. Haya lahem lamot. This is a new halacha. This has nothing to do with the original machshir. Rashi say like this, you know, everything we analyzed until now is 100% correct. It's 100% correct that I am the machshir, that the last guy, and they are not the machshir. That analysis is correct. We didn't really go into it in detail, but it has to do with what we were saying before. They're not the machshir because there's no guarantee that anything's going to happen with what they did, right? They could have gotten up. They could have gotten up, and they're just sitting there. The pa'ula needs to continue. They're not doing any hechsher hezek. When does the hechsher hezek declare itself? At Shas? Shvira only. That's when we figure out who's the machshir. So if he sits down and it goes down in 1 hour, he's the machshir. He was the one. Not them. They could have gotten up and if he never joined them, nothing would have ever happened. So since we're now declaring a new din, where does this new din come from? Now I know a lot of you have done this in Bekiyos. Where is this new din coming from? Hayalahem Lambo. Is that familiar to anyone? Who's already in the fourth parable? Yes, that's it. The Kedarim. What's going on in the Kedarim case? Right? There's Shas Nefila, possibly could be the time of the Nezek, right? You're a Mazik then, but only if you hold like Rav Meir that Nitakel is Poshea. Let's say you don't. What did Rav Yochanan say? Lamed Aleph. That's the big daf. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Rav Yochanan comes in, yeah, right? And he says, Afilu, if you hold Nitakel Lav Poshehu, even if you hold that way, there's still going to be a problem here. Why? Haya Lahem Lamu. Here's the halacha. This is it. This is it. And there's even a little mini machlokas between Rav Yochanan and who's he arguing with about Lahaz here? Right, Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Very good. Right, well, Nachum Bar Yitzchak says no. Even what is Rav Yochanan say? He says if you could have gotten up and you didn't, you could have gotten up but you didn't, so you're going to be mazik. You're a mazik. What kind of mazik are you? By the way, if you did that Gemara with Rashi, are you mazik as a boar or Adam a mazik? No. What's the proof? What are you chayav for?
You're both kelim. Just clothes.
If you're chayav for kelim, what does that automatically tell you? Adam a mazik. And that's going to be very, very critical. If you were supposed to get up, give me 1 second. This is such a critical point. This is the whole punchline. If you were supposed to get up and you didn't get up, Rashi says, forget about the other mazik. I admit you're not that. You're not the Adam HaMachshir, the original Adam HaMazik, the Adayim. I'm being very purposeful now to emphasize this. The original guy that sits on that bench, he is Adam HaMazik the Adayim. That's one form of Adam HaMazik. This guy, who doesn't get up, is the Sheva Al-Taseh, a completely different type of Adam HaMazik, called Hayal Olamo. But he's still Adam HaMazik. So everything that applies, you would think, to Adam HaMazik should apply to both types. But according to Rashi, that's it. That's what's going on over here. And therefore, he's going to conclude Lamaskana that in the case below Iyu, lo nitbar klal, everybody's chayev. Why? Because of this new chiyev. Hayalim lamud. You have no times. You should have gotten up. If you could, you should have. Which is why the Gemara over here needs to say something else. That I don't know how you would have chanted this Gemara if you didn't notice. Well, everything I'm saying now. I don't mean to criticize. I'm saying this. You can't get to the next line of the Gemara and understand what it was talking about unless you understood this point right now. Because right now I lost the Brisa. Right? According to the Rashi, I can't say this is the Brisa anymore. That's the problem in the Gemara. Because I just made everyone chayiv. And for my Brisa to work, what do I need? Him chayiv. And then potter. So the problem is, how do I get them potter? What's the answer? That's why they're chayev. That was the kasha. See, this was the kasha. Read the Gemara like this. V'leima lohu, ilav atun b'didi, lo hava mitvah. Right? You guys had an achrayis to get up. And if you would have, it wouldn't have broken. You stayed sitting, it broke. So now, new. That's not my brisa anymore. If you could say that, everybody's chayiv, then where is this brisa? So the answer to the Gemara is, lo tzricha de bahadi de samach lohu tam. What does that mean?
You couldn't have expected it.
It means that they're putter. They're actually putter. Why are they putter? Because why didn't they get up? He was leaning on them. What's that called? What kind of heter is that? Onus. Anyone have a problem? Adam mud la'olam. Why on earth should they get off the hook?
Because you can't tie that.
We know this is Adam HaMazik. We know it because it's Mechayev Kelim, based on the sugya by the Kedar, right? That's the sugya. These guys, who cares that they're leaning on him? Who cares? Since when is Adam off the hook because of Onus?
All him.
What?
All him.
What do you mean?
The whole thing is him. The fact that they're not getting up is in the
what, whose weight is causing the soft cell to break?
His.
Huh?
It's
all his weight. I don't think he could do it.
He was going to be Maksha the Nezik. And then when they sat down, they weren't being Maksha the Nezik.
No, that we gave in, and we gave that that a long time ago. They're not Maksha the Nezik. That's true. He is. So he's Chayim for sure. He was Maksha the Nezik. But now, Rashi says they should be Chayim too. Why should they be Chayim too? Because they did this new type of Nezik called Hayalem Lom. So anyone who looked at the Tosfos that I gave you on Chav Zayin, which is going to be a very important Tosfos, one day you guys should do it. It is a landmark Tosfos. It is quoted almost in any kind of Nezikin that you're going to ever do. Right? It's Tosfos is famous sheet by Adam Amazik. Right? What's Tosfos' famous sheet by Adam Amazik? Right? Even though we say Adam Mu'ud La'olam and there's no such thing as Onus by Adam, Tosfos introduces this idea, Onus Gamur. Onus.
Isn't another term for
him? Onus Ke'en, Geneva versus Aveda. That's the other term that he uses.
This, I thought Rav Reish mentioned the thing, so I forgot. There's some other term for, like, even more than Onus. But it might not be by Nezikin, it might be other things.
Misaseh?
Yeah.
That's in Shabbos, right? That's in Leon. No, but over here, this is a very, very famous sheet of Tosfos. Right? Adam Ud La'olam. And he starts proving from a million places, right? There are exceptions. And what is? How does he explain the exceptions? Because if it's onus gamur, that's an exception. What's the problem here? Let me ask you something. How many guys are sitting on that bench?
Five.
Big fat guys.
Wow.
And this one guy's holding him down? And that's onus gamur? You know, you're telling me, right, this is going to sound balabatish, but this is an absolute famous kasha. That's onus gamur. Why don't they just take him and throw him out the window? Five guys can't handle this one guy? That's the Metzius. Oh, the Metzius of our Brisa is we got, like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or something, some massive, powerful guy that's holding down the other five. So they're on a scumbore, and therefore they're parking. So somebody give me a lumbish, a better answer. That's a very, that's a pathetic answer. What could it be? What could it be? So give you a little, you got it?
Because in general, by Adam HaMazik, you're Onis. But here, by this case, the Adam HaMazik is somebody else who's causing, it's someone else causing you to be Onis, meaning your Onis is external. In general, your Onis is, you're saying, I did it because I was honest. But here, I did it because someone else made me honest. I feel like that's different.
Why?
Because you, at least by, in general, honest, but you had the ability to not do that, but here it's somebody else doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying something that has potential. You have to develop it more. Okay, I want to give you a little hint. If you learn that sugya that this originates from, this idea of Hayalem Lamod, right? So this introduces a very important new type of Adam HaMazik. It's called Sheval Tase Mazik, right? In other words, like, he's not Bekumba say doing anything. It's what's they're not. It's what they're not doing, right? What's another way of saying that? Adam Shmir Sufo Alav. Anyone run into that line? Right? You've run into that line. What does that mean? Did you wonder what that line meant? Adam Shmir Sufo Alav. Is that like a cute thing? You wonder, it says cute things. Never. Mar is not into cute. Every occasionally, they'll say, you know, something like, "Oh, I answered the first one. You answered the second one." You know, we see it every now and then, but for the most part, they mean business. So Adam Shir Skufa Alav, you know what it means? It means that, and this is the Rav played up a lot, and many, many Achronim played this out. When it comes to Adam HaMazik, there are going to be two forms of it. Right? We call it Kumba Asei and Sheval Tase. But it's more than that. Could be, in the way the Rav expressed it, which is one way to do it, is Adam HaMazik is Eimud La'adam Bechlau, because he's chayiv for the maisa nezek. There's nothing to do with shmiro, shio, right? You as a person, if you bekum ma'aseh, do nezek, you're chayiv. Right? No excuses. But when do we apply Adam Shmiro Skufo Alav? B'shev al-tasa. If there's a nezek like this, new type of nezek, where hayya lehem lamod. So it's like this. It's like you have to get up. Why? Because you are chayiv to be shomer your guf, to be monea, potentially that it should cause nezek. They say, you're not doing anything. You're lying there on the floor. Someone's going to trip over you. What's my achrayus? What is this din? My achrayus is, I have Adam Shiris Kuf Olam, that it itself as an entity should not result, like my mamon, it should not result in a takala that somebody should fall. So when it comes to the kumba asei type of nezek, the fact that it's your chayev because you did a maisa hezek, bekumba asei, bekumba biyadayim, and you did it, we're going to say practically there's no way out. What's necessary 100% to be chayev for sheva al kaseh type adon amazek? What must be there? Right, because it's very interesting when Tosfos talks about this chiddush about ones, and ones gomor gets you out of it. He starts giving you examples from Bava Metzia, from all over Shas. Where does he never mention Kedari? Our little case of when we talked about the Rav Yochanan statement. Rav Yochanan says, even if you hold Nitakel's La Posheahu, but still Hayalo Lamo, if he can. But if he can't, what's the din? He's Achai. Right, that's inherent to Rav Yochanan's statement on Lamed Aleph when you look at it carefully. Right, if you, for whatever reason, not enough time, something's preventing you, right? So then you'll not be chayv. It's only the statement that Rav Yochanan makes. Read it carefully. Is if you could and didn't get up, you're chayv. So what's the implication? The implication: this type of nezek requires shia. You have to be posheya. You have to actually be posheya to be chayev for that adam nezek. It's the opposite, almost, of the other one, right? The other one is you can't even get off with an ones, can't for sure, and can aveda probably according to other rishonim, right? You can't be getting off the hook for the other one with any ones. But to be chayev in this new type of nezek of sheval tasa, you need to be posheya. So it has nothing to do with any, you know, worrying about adam ulolam and ones. Because if you're not poshea, then you're off the hook. Were these guys poshea? Right? They're sitting on the thing. This other guy's leaning on them. He's leaning on them, keeping them down. Now, could they have made a milchama and got rid of them? The pashta says, yes, five guys can take one guy. Do they have to? No. They don't have to. It's not called pshia. So if somebody's holding them down and they don't go out of their way to get rid of them, what's the raya for this? You want to, it sounds a little balabantish, but there's a raya. If you go back to the machlokes with Yochanan, all of it's pekiyas, right? What does Rav Yochanan say? He says that I'm not into being, you need to do an atara. You don't have to be mazir. You just have to get up. But if you didn't, if you weren't mazir, the guy, you know, that doesn't count. Why not? What does he say? He was tarid, right? He was tarid. So, what does that mean? It means that as long as you're not poshea, right, you're not going to be chayev for this thing. And that's exactly the lumbus for the entire thing, according to Rashi. Rashi understood that the reason in this case, and in the ultimate case of the Braisa, he would say that those guys that are potentially chayev is because of this new type of nezek. To Rashi, the case of 2 hours, 1 hour is no different than the case of that it was going to break totally, not at all, without him. Those are identical. In both of them, he's the mazik. Rashi acknowledges, in both of them, he's the machshir nezek. Right? His only thing he addresses is, well, those other guys should be chayav for a new din. The din of hayal and lamod. Why are they not? That's the Gemara has to come on to. Because of the fact that this guy was holding them down. That, right away, takes the pshia out of it. Now, yeah, Hayal and Lamod, but they couldn't because some guy was holding them down. The fact that they weren't poshea is enough to get them off the hook. And it would explain the fact that it doesn't make sense that these five guys couldn't get rid of them. Who disagrees with all of this? The Tor. Right? And what you need to find is in the Kudos HaMachlokes, what is the Tor's understanding? So we have 7 minutes. Let me just say, try to say it quickly. Where in the Gemara does the Torah deviate? He obviously has the same Gemara. Where does he learn differently? That line. When he gets to the line of Leim Lohu Ilav Atum Bididi Lohav Adipar, the Torah understands it completely differently than Rashi. He says like this. He says, first of all, it's not going on like the Gemara, like Rashi, that first case. This case for the Torah, forever, Lav Yu Lohadipar Klal, the Torah says, only the last guy's Chayev, Pshita, the other guy's a Pater. Why? Why? Then I'll know if anyone's still following me. Why would the Torah say that? Why would they be pondering? Because he doesn't believe in this new din of Rashi. Now, what does that mean? He didn't learn the cases of the Kedarim. How could the Torah not believe in this din? Why doesn't the Torah say the same thing? Hayalim Lamod. Why didn't the Gemara say it in the beginning? The Gemara first calls it Pshita, that case. Right? The Gemara says Pshita, and then suddenly Rashi throws this new din in. Why didn't the Gemara know that? The Gemara themselves never heard of Kedarim? They weren't familiar with the Al-Mahalach? Of course they were. What's a little different about this case and the case of the Kedar? Can anyone tell me? There's a very, very interesting difference that could explain the first point of departure of the Torah and Rashi. What's the little leap we're making here? Why is this a little different chiddush? I'll review. In the Kedarim case, the guy falls down, and he should get up, because if he doesn't get up, he's going to trip somebody. That's the case over there. In our case, what is going on? We have a bunch of guys who are not machshir nezek. They're sitting innocently on a bench. Some other guy comes in and is machshir nezek, forcing them now to be in a situation of nezek that who started? He did. And with Rashi's saying they got to get up. What could someone argue?
In the case of the Kedarim, the guy himself.
Yes! Yes, they were forcing him. Exactly. That's the chiluk the Torah makes. That's the havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara first didn't think about this ayin lamo bichlam. Why? Because why should I have to get up for his hechsher nezek? Where does that achrayus come from? You're going to tell me Kedarim? That's not what's going on in Kedarim. Kedarim, I'm the machsher nezek myself. Whether it's the onus of a maze, it doesn't really matter. I am the one who set up the scenario. I have the achrayus to get up. One could argue, and the Torah takes it to the halacha, that this is true. The Torah's psak is, if someone else is the machshir and ezek, you do not need to get up for them. You only need to get up. He understands Kedarim, but it's safka in that case. So that's the first point of departure. So what's going on in the Gemara then? When the Gemara says, he says we have this new case of the two and the one, which the Torah says that's the case. That dafka is the only case that could work for the Braisa and for the entire discussion in the Gemara. It has to be like that. Why? Why are they chayv? Huh? No, he's going to... It's not. Because in that case also, right? What's the Torah going to say? Who's the machshir? What could the Torah... What's the other point of open debate? Rashi said what? He said, when they're sat down first, right? They sat down first, and it was going to break in 2 hours... And then this guy comes and he causes the break in 1 hour. So he says, Havamina was that they were the machshir. The second guy is Ein Hechsher Achla Hechsher. He's off the hook, right? And that's the way it should be. But we end up saying, Ein Achinami, right? Rashi says, we end up saying, Ein Achinami, that really it should be that way, right? But he could say to them, but you had a different reason to get up. You had to get up. That's the reason that you're chayim, right? He says, sorry, right? The Havamina originally was that they were Machshir, and then we said, no, because he's the Machshir, because he's making it happen much sooner. It might not have ever happened. They could say, we would have gotten up and nothing would ever happen. Once he sat down, so he became the Machshir. Comes along the Torah, and the Torah says, no, that's not correct analysis. He says, this line, when it says, the Lema, that you guys are the ultimate cause, to the Torah, what that means is not this new din of Rashi, because he denies Kedarim has any application over here. What that second line is saying is, you are just as chayav as me, because we all are machshir the nezek. You are machshir the nezek, as much as I was machshir the nezek. It doesn't. He deviates from Rashi in saying that they weren't machshir the nezek, so therefore, when he came down, he's the machshir. That was the way Rashi was doing it. The Torah would say, no, the maskana of the Gemara is, in that case, when they sat down, despite the fact that it was going to go in 2 hours and then he was going to come in and make it in one, they're still the Machshir and Ezek. Why is it important to get precise from the Torah? Because at the end of the day, what type of Adam HaMazik is going on here for the Torah?
Kumbasa.
Yes. He is very different than Rashi in Lomdos from like night and day. According to Rashi, there was no chiyuv for those guys based on the kumba asev being machshir the nezek by sitting on the bench. Their only chiyuv stems from the shabbat asev getting up. But according to the Torah, no. What the Gemara ultimately doing is fine-tuning the fact that they are the Machshir HaNezek. They are definitely the ones that are going to be considered Machshir HaNezek. This makes for tremendous inconvenience. For example, that whole lumpus that we just said to explain the ending of the Gemara that Rashi uses, that they were in Poshea because he's holding them down, that doesn't work for the Torah. The Torah has to come on to something else. Everyone hear what I'm saying? The Torah has to come on to a different explanation as to why are these guys not chayiv to the end? Who cares? The guy's leaning on him? What does that mean? The guys are leaning on him, so it's one guy against five, right? They're Adam Amazik type one. They're Adam, according to the Torah, these guys are kum va'aseh b'machshir nezek. It's not just this new thing of sheval ta'aseh alam lamod. That's Rashi. For the Torah, the ultimate source of the nezek is very, very different. With big nafkaminas, including this one. Why are they ultimately potter? So the Torah creates this new scenario, right? Where he says, it was the guy sitting on them leaning. And we had a problem, because we said, well, where's the kochel? Where's the kochel kegufo? Because it's gufo on there also. So can anyone put all this together and tell me what's the ultimate answer here? What's the Torah getting at? So we'll stop. I'll give you this food for thought. Please try to do this. This one exercise. If you didn't catch it now, just listen. Right? Listen to it. And I want to incentivize somebody to look at the Nemuke Yosef. Right? That little thing I added onto the Makaros. The Nemuke Yosef says something. The Nemuke Yosef is holding like the Torah the whole way through. The Nemuke Yosef learns the whole city like the Torah. He paskins like this against Rashi. Right? So when he explains that ending of the Gemara, that it was the guy being somech on them, that is the ultimate tour for them, right? Really, these guys, he holds like the tour should be chayav as Adam Amazik, kum va'aseh, right? But why is it that he's chayav and they're pater? Because he was somech on them, sitting on them, and somech on them. So we have two problems left. How on earth are we explaining this tour? Why Adam Mu'ad La'olam? And I can't say now my little trick with the Pshia and all that stuff. Now it's Adam Mu'ad, and there's no onus to save this guy, right? Unless it's onus gamur. If you want to hold like Tosfos, it's got to be mamish onus gamur. Why is it onus gamur? That's question number one. How do I get around that problem? Anyone hear that problem? And problem number two is, where's the kochel kegufo, according to the Torah, if the guy's sitting on the bench, right? He's sitting right on the bench. Where do I ever get this chiddush of kochel kegufo? So both those questions are answered by this Nemuke Yosef. Okay, I'll give a prize to anyone who comes to me with that answer. All right, have a good night.